All right, we can just start with some questions. I think just have fun at life. Everything you do, just try to enjoy it and have a smile on your face and go through the process and enjoy it. And I think I've got that advice from a lot of people is don't just, you know, look forward to when you get somewhere at the kind of the end of the journey, but enjoy the journey, enjoy the process, because you're only going to get to do it once. And so I'm doing that. And it's just, yeah, it's a long process, but it's a lot of fun and I'm enjoying it. Yeah, it's okay. It's been great, you know. Just handling everything as best I can and, you know, just handling it. So it's been fun, yeah.
How much did you benefit from that week working with the Dolphins coaching staff?
I think I learned a lot. I think I got to know their offense well. I think I got to know their coaches and really working with Coach Lee a lot one-on-one. And that was wonderful. Great quarterback coach, and it was a privilege to be able to spend a week with him. I think so. I think it helped with that, yeah. Well, I'm working on it. I'm, you know, making some adjustments and just trying to improve my fundamentals as best I can. And that's something I felt will improve my game and will help me as a quarterback. And it's something that I'm working on a lot.
Can you break it down a little bit, Tim?
From high school to college?
Do what?
Did you change your motion from high school to college?
No, not really.
Is this a tweak or is this an overhaul?
No, it's more like a tweak. It's not necessarily changing my whole motion, just where I'm holding the ball and kind of how I'm getting to where my motion, where I'm throwing it. So that's kind of the biggest, you know, problem that we've seen, and so that's what we're working on the most. No, I mean, yeah, it's probably something that they talked about, but I think, you know, after the first few years, we kind of had a little bit of success, and so it probably wasn't something they wanted to, you know, totally change. And you know, it's something I always worked on, and with the great coaching I had at Florida, it was something I always worked on was, you know, my fundamentals and improving those. But it was different. We were running a different system. We were running, you know, different things from the gun, different ways we read things. So it just, you know, working on the different things that don't correlate as much is what I'm working on now. So. Well, it's not necessarily that I'm throwing the ball higher, but I am holding the ball higher and just not dropping it, not getting that loop in my release is what I'm working on. So, my release point of where I'm actually throwing the ball is not different at all. So, I mean, if you broke down, you know, the film that came out or whatever in the, you know, my college film, I don't think if you watched the release or the follow through that you would see anything different in it. But it's how I got to that I think you'd see the change. Yeah. Well, I talked to a lot of different quarterback coaches, and you know, there are some people thought, well, maybe you should wait till after the draft, after the combine, all that. But I'm, you know, someone who I'm ready and raring to go, so I'm going to work on whatever I need to work on now, and I'm going to do it now, and I'm not scared of what people are going to say, obviously, and I'm not scared of, you know, anything else. So I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do it, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. But that's just my mentality, and if I need to work on something or change it, I'm going to change it and make it the best of my ability, and I'm going to do it now. And so. Do what? Am I going to surprise them?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to work pretty hard in doing so, and so I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I think, you know, along the way from Pop Warner to high school to college, there's been a lot of times I've had to overcome things, and, you know, that's one of the great parts of sports is overcoming obstacles and barriers and hurdles along the way. And, you know, in high school, they said I couldn't be a quarterback, and we've come a long way since then. You know, I'm just excited about it, excited about the opportunities and all the blessings in my life, and just trying to handle as best I can. Well, I'm doing everything except throwing. I'm running, I'm doing everything, so I'm still going to compete and just, you know, wait and throw up my pro day. How did I work on it? I work on it every day, all day. So yeah, that's something I'm working on. Just, you know, your feet correlate to your motion. That all runs together. So, you know, I'm talking about motion, I'm talking about my feet, I'm talking about everything. So I'm working on it all day, every day.
Hey, can I get a question over here? Think about patience. How does that factor into the equation of your development?
Patience? Well, yeah, you know, I don't really know. I don't really know what the team that drafts me wants to do with me. I don't really know what their plan would be with me. So I think it's understanding those coaches. It's understanding what they want to do with me. And then it's developing a plan for what we want to do. And so that, you know, I'll do whatever it takes. And so that I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, probably patience will be part of it. That's part of everything in life, you know. But I don't know exactly what that means. I'm not sure, but I feel, you know, with my platform that college has given me, I've really tried to take that and be a good role model with that in college, and hopefully that'll correlate to the NFL, because I'm still the same person that I was in college, so hopefully not too much will change in that aspect.
Just one from back here. One of these GMs asked you during the interview process, what's the very first thing you would do if we made you our number one selection? What kind of answer would you give them?
I would do whatever you ask me to do, and I'll do it with all my heart, and I'll do it over and over and over again.
Did Merlin Dorman, he said that even as a pay down, you'd be worth the first or second round pick. First of all, what are your thoughts on such a move, and second of all, where do you think you will go?
Well, I don't know, you know, where I'll go. I don't know what's going to happen. I know that wherever I go and whoever drafts me, they will have a kid who's going to give everything to that organization, to that franchise, and someone that's going to leave everything on the field every day when I go to work, and that's what I'm going to focus on. And my dream is to be a quarterback, and I'm going to pursue that as much as I can. You know, I don't know what that that means exactly. I want to be a quarterback in the NFL. That's been my dream since I was 6 years old. So I'm going to do what it takes to do that. If I'm on a team and they ask me to help the team in some other way, of course I'm going to do that because it's always team first. That's how I've always been. And so if I can help a team, I'm going to help a team. But, you know, that is my dream to be a quarterback. Well, I think, you know, what people don't realize is along the way, there's been a lot of hurdles and a lot of obstacles and a lot of, we might be able to get some yards, but you can't win a championship. And after that, it's just always been a lot of different things. So, you know, this scrutiny is just something you got to get used to. And for me, it's just a little bit more motivation added on the top. And, you know, it's just for that many people just to take an interest, it's a blessing because that means they at least care what you're doing. So at least I've done something right. So, you know, it's just something that I'm dealing with and excited about the challenge and the opportunity. And I count it a blessing. I mean, I don't know that it's necessarily helped me. It sure, certainly hasn't hurt me. You know, I've seen them very rarely, maybe 2 minutes here, 3 minutes there. So we've been pretty busy. So it's not like we've been, you know, spending a lot of time together here. Well, I feel, I think that's something you have to ask them. But, you know, from my perspective, I feel like we've gotten a lot of good feedback. So. Yeah, that's a good question. I looked around a lot of different places, and when I went up to visit D1 in Franklin, I loved it. It was a place where I felt like I could really just go to work, and there wouldn't be as many distractions on me. There wouldn't be as many demands on my time. So literally, I could go to work all day, and I could focus on what I need to focus on, and everything was kind of right there, all inclusive. And so it was a place where I felt comfortable. I felt comfortable with the people, and those relationships were great there, and that's why I picked D1. What's that? Uh-huh. No, not really. That didn't really play any part, that he was a part owner in the Nashville one. That didn't really play any part. It was more the relationship there with Will Bartholomew and Kurt Hester and the guys training me. And so that was kind of the biggest issue for me. No, I think it was just to continue working, continue developing what I've been working on, and just try to fine-tune it and getting ready for March 17th.
Tim, you obviously attract a lot of attention. We all of us are here to see it. When you get drafted, I assume you're going to attract more attention than a typical draft pick. Can you see where that would maybe irk some veterans, and how do you plan to kind of diffuse that once you get to the NFL?
Well, I think a little bit like when I got to the University of Florida, sometimes you can't help the attention, but what you can help is your attitude. You can help your work ethic. And when you go in there and you show that, you know what, I'm putting the team first. You know what, I'm going to do whatever it takes to help you guys succeed. And I'm here to help this organization. And together we can achieve more. And so if that's my attitude and they know that and they believe that, then they're going to respect me. And that respect grows into like, and that like grows into love. And then you get a team. And then you get a team that's bonded. And then you get a team that wins championships. To be honest, I don't listen to too many things in the media right now, so I don't really necessarily take that in. You know, I'm going to do whatever, when I get with the team, I'm going to do whatever that coach asks me to do. And if that's, work on, what I need to work on for 2 years, then that's what I'm going to do. But, I mean, that's not going to be my goal right when I step in. It's going to be, I want to be the best player that I can be. So you tell me what I have to do that, and then just go and start working on that. No, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, whatever the coach wants me to do, that's what I'd be willing to do.
Could you talk about Team Tebow and how long it's been around, who's in it, and how much influence they have over your decision?
Team Tebow? I don't really know what that means. I mean, if you're saying my support staff, well, I got a wonderful family who's around me, a great mom and dad, 4 older siblings that have been very supportive, and then, I've been blessed with a lot of close friends and some great college coaches who have really invested in my life, and I consider myself truly blessed to have all that, because it has been wonderful, and through everything, I've just had so much support, and, I wouldn't trade that for anything. I feel like I have a good relationship with Coach Belichick. He was a very close friend of Coach Meyer, so I kind of knew him in college, and he came and spoke to us quite a few times. And so I got to know him through that, and really respect him as a coach and as a person. He just does a great job.
Tim, another adjustment you have to make in the NFL is to fight the urge to tuck it in and run. Is that something you've thought about?
I think it's just being smart. That's obviously something I would have to work on and be smart, and couldn't take on all the hits, and couldn't do what I did in college. And so, yeah, I would try to be smart and learn how to slide and work on that and get out of bounds when I could too. So.
Hey, Tim, worst case scenario, if it doesn't work out for you as a quarterback in the NFL,
Wayne State running back.
Whatever it takes to play.
Outside of the game of football.
Oh, outside of football, I would do what I'm going to do the rest of my life, and that's kind of what I've always been doing, and that's in trying to invest in people's lives and run my nonprofit organizations and try to get those bigger to invest in young people and put a smile on kids' faces that most people don't care about, and just try to give kids a brighter day, and that's kind of a lot of what my foundation's all about, is giving kids a brighter day, and especially in their darkest hour of need. And so that's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, and that's what I'm most passionate about. More passionate about that than I've ever been about football. So.
How often did you throw it to your second or third read during your college career? Was it quite a bit?
Yeah, it was quite a bit. You always have a second or third read. Yeah.
I just hear a lot that that's one of the big arguments on the Knox. I hear a lot is that that offense let you throw a first read every time. That's what gets you on. I keep saying that.
Yeah.
What's the bottom line? I think of those images of you throwing jump passes, and I think of you running the zone read option and stuff like that, pitching it in, pitching it out. Can't do all that kind of stuff typically in the NFL. What's the bottom line difference? Why are people criticizing you so much? I know it's the motion, but is that it?
I think, I don't know. It's just, I think, yeah, I mean that, and just, different things. Everybody's got their own opinion and their they're entitled to that. And so you just, you know, you try to respect that and just, you know, go work on the things that you feel you need to work on to improve as a player and as a person, and just continuing to work. And that's really my attitude. It's never been one where I've ever made it in anything. It's never been one where I feel like I've arrived or anything close to that. It's one where, you know, I feel like I've been blessed to be around great people and great teammates, great coaches, and that's been a blessing. And, you know, my prayer is that I get with another organization just like Florida that invests in me and gives me an opportunity and that can work and get better and be around great coaches and great teammates, and that's what I hope for. And, you know, that's all I can ask. I learned a lot from Coach Lee. I thought he was a great coach. You know, he really worked a lot on different drops, on coming out of play actions, on different you know, adjustments and plays that they would have. And it was great for me. It was a wonderful experience for me to have the opportunity to learn from him and just be around him and be in meetings with him for a week. It was a wonderful opportunity.
Two more questions. What is your greatest physical strength?
My physical strength? I'd say my greatest strength has nothing to do with physicality. I'd say it has to do with just how much I care about it. I'd say it has to do with my heart and my leadership and what I'm willing to do for a team. And that's give myself to it pretty much. And so that's what I would say would be, you know, my number one strength.
Last question.
Tim, some people say you are projected as a possible first-round pick. Do you think you're worthy of going to the
I don't know. I'll leave that up to the coaches, the owners, and the GMs, and I just consider it a blessing that I'm here and have this opportunity.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank y'all. God bless.